Look. Roman Zuzuk is a Ukrainian-born artist who runs a gallery with his brother Miroslav in Prague's Malostona. Roman studied at the Academy of Fine Arts in Kiev and came to Prague in 1991 to begin painting professionally. His work features colourful dreamscapes and illogical scenarios, musical themes and interaction between humans and animals. Roman lived in Prague until January 2000 and now resides in Toronto, Canada. He comes back here every year to visit the city and his gallery. That's where I caught up with him a few days ago.
I started painting immediately when I came to Prague, because I came to Prague with my exhibition. It was 2 months after the revolution, something like November 89. The exhibition was in a Jewish community center. It was quite successful. I sold 2 paintings and I was happy. And I returned with my wife. We start to live slowly here. I was 20 years younger this time. And I start to live and I made a new friend. We start to do exhibition, to exhibit in many places. It was something like invest our income to our future. It's like money what we did for this month, we invest for rent, for banking and management and everything to next month. That's quite surviving.
And what made you come to Prague in particular, in the Czech Republic?
I wasn't thinking to go somewhere, a specific place from Ukraine. But I was very motivated to be artist and to exhibit and sell my work to survive like an independent artist.
What made you start to paint?
I was enthusiastic kid with drawing, and I can draw all day, and my uncle told my parents put him to professional way. And I start from 6 years to invest some studio. Next it was school from kids, professional way, and later I finish college in Simferopol, and after college in Simferopol I finish academy in Kyiv. And just I finish academy in Kyiv, it was very difficult time to Ukraine. It was a year perestroika finish, almost like middle of perestroika, when everything prices and crisis. But it wasn't bad, because I was enthusiastic to do something with my talent. That's short story. Actually, it was many funny moments. When I start to run in gallery in Prague, it was nice time, because actually I was popular artist from a few company start to buy my painting, tourists from Germany, Europe and America. It was nice. Very high rent I paid, but always I have something extra for me. It's big risk, but this risk was not so bad, because a few months little money, next month very good. It was good balancing. And when actually I decide to go to Canada, it was just moment when I told my wife we can try one more country. My brother was visiting me many times when I lived in Czech Republic, and actually I decided, and my brother liked to be here to run in my painting. Later he rented his gallery in Malostrana, and it quite successful, and I happy to come here every year for 1-2 months. That's not bad. to see everything what happened here, and I go into Kyiv sometimes back to real life.
So how does life in Canada compare to life in Prague and in the Ukraine where you grew up?
That's hard to tell. I like every part of my life when I lived in Kyiv, in Czech Republic, even I like to Canada. It's hard to change. Even harder when you're older.
And whereabouts do you live now? Where are you based?
When I came to Canada, I started to work with many galleries. And I work with quite good gallery in Toronto and Montreal and Quebec City. Later, I went to New York to look for my success, but it was middle success, but it's far away, and I decide to be Canadian artist just to do easy, because too much traveling and steal my time, you know, 10 hours in car or hotels and everything. And I have agent who do this.
On the whole, who are your clients?
Here in Europe, many German buying. I very successful in Netherlands, because I did many exhibitions there, and people know him. It's not big country, and lovers of art, they small group of people. They can buy a reproduction or local artists or something, but in Canada, different people, different nation, even from Iran, even from Israel, some visitors and people who live. It is Canadian, a real, we have multicultural country who group people differently. Relationships. I have Ukrainian clients, I have Canadian, a real Canadian who is Canadian, but it's hard to tell. All who lives in Canada is Canadian. And I'm happy to be in this country because it's part of world. We can speak Ukrainian, English, Russian, Czech. Sometimes I have a local pub nearby, I speak in Czech. With Slovak people.
So if we can turn to your paintings themselves, can you talk about your work at all? What inspires you? When you paint, what are you trying to create?
That's hard to tell because I do many sketches. And sometimes when I feel to pick some older idea, like to make oil painting, because I'm not so famous to sell sketches just for big money, because sketches is sketches. I do charcoal paint and pencil and watercolor, but market here mostly for oil, because people like to buy some valuable stuff, saving a nice painting. And sometimes I do just for momental my mood, what I feel like. Pick some green colors. My idea with this green and something moving around and some love story or funny story or from kids' memory. And in my creation, I like to be more free. That's why. more free and people, it's a reflect when they buy my feeling, what I feel like. It's mostly like theater, like any kind of art. They not pay for canvas or colors, they pay for my insight. And when they feel this wave, what I feel, this angle, what I think.
Well, your paintings seem to generate a very, very good mood. They're full of colors. There's a very kind of dreamy sense. They don't seem to be bound by normal laws of everyday life. Are there any inspirations behind that?
Yes, some paintings very flat, understandable, but some more deeply touch people. And when they see more and more, they open like a second base, more dramatic or more funny or more predictable, I don't know. But I design my style like a little, not comics. I like my these faces what I create and make them a little bit smaller head and bald man and kids. And I use chicken, fish in my painting, flowers, tree, houses, people flying, people playing violin and the harmonica. That's kind of my understanding, positive feeling what life brings us.